This crisis did not come up at the news conference, though the White House issued a warning on it. It's the genocide in Darfur, Sudan. A White House envoy is demanding that Sudan let UN personnel prepare for a peacekeeping force. The crisis is affecting Sudan's neighbors, and this morning we're going to visit one. It's the landlocked African nation of Chad. That oil-rich country has its own problems, including a rebellion, and army forces are fighting back. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton traveled to the city of Abéché in eastern Chad.
Days after the latest round of clashes with Chadian rebels, loyalist government troops break into spontaneous, morale-boosting battleground chants. They're checking out the devastation after fighting with rebels about 100 miles east of Abéché, close to the border with turbulent Darfur in neighboring Sudan. The soldiers are showing off rebel munitions and vehicles they say they captured or destroyed.
Depuis trois jours, on n'a même pas mangé, on n'a même pas de l'eau, mais on va continuer.
Inshallah.
On va continuer.
Inshallah.
Voilà. La force gouvernementale et ses ennemis.
We haven't eaten for 3 days. We don't even have water to drink, but morale is high, shouts one young soldier. To loud cheers from his fellow troops, he adds that government forces will defeat the rebels they say are financed by Sudan. Chad and Sudan regularly trade accusations that each is backing the other's rebels. Chadian rebels have intensified their military campaign against President Idriss Déby in recent weeks, charging him with misrule. Déby himself seized power in a military coup 16 years ago and has since faced periodic armed opposition, the most sustained this past year. Despite official declarations that the army has routed the rebels, it's clear the Chadian military suffered losses and heavy casualties. Here in Abéché, the hospital is crawling with government troops, soldiers with gunshot wounds, some hopping or dragging their feet in pain, some on crutches, others in wheelchairs. They're all being escorted out of the hospital for evacuation to the capital in N'Djamena. The more seriously injured have already gone. A quarrel breaks out about which soldiers should board the ambulance to the airport. The stop-go rebellion is just one of the major challenges facing this impoverished country. Chad is host to more than 200,000 Sudanese Darfur refugees, and growing numbers of Chadians have been displaced internally by the Darfur conflict, which has spread across Sudan's borders. Unrest and uncertainty may have fueled recent frenzied attacks on humanitarian warehouses by civilians here in Abéché. The rebels briefly captured this town late last month.
These are the warehouses of the United Nations World Food Programme. Here in Abéché, which is really the humanitarian hub in eastern Chad, there was looting and pillaging by civilians of emergency food stocks and other humanitarian relief products. I'm just going to ask the gentleman who he is. What no? This is the security guard. Qu'est-ce qui s'est passé?
Ça c'est le riz. Le riz.
So that's the rice. That was looted rice.
Ça c'est le semoule.
And semolina.
Le petit foie là.
And those are peas, split peas.
Le petit foie.
Right.
Oui.
And those are oil canisters. Yep.
Le bidon d'huile plein.
They were full.
Oui. Tout payé.
So everything was looted from here, from staple foods and these canisters, these 5-10 litre canisters of oil. He says they've all been looted, showing us the tarpaulins that were literally cut open. It looks as if they were slit open with knives. And who was responsible for this looting?
Dimash. C'est le civil qui a.
It's a shame. It's such a shame, says the guard. These days, Abéché, this dusty city, is virtually a garrison town, bristling with turbaned soldiers armed to the teeth. They patrol the streets in Toyota pickup trucks with rockets strapped like bushels of local millet to the sides of their vehicles. It looks like Chad is preparing for battle. Afebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abéché, Eastern Chad.